Hi, Elise Glink. How are you?
Things are good. How are you?
I'm doing well. All right. So I read about another breach going on, and this is a bunch of logins were breached. From what company? What's going on? And are we safe online?
Well, we're not safe online. Let's start with that. There's actually two major breaches that were reported today, yesterday and today. So researchers at the cybersecurity outlet CyberNews said that actually billions of login credentials were leaked. And it's a compilation of data sets online, meaning it's a bunch of different places that they have grabbed the passwords from. And it amounts to something like 16 billion compromised credentials. And that includes user passwords from Google, Facebook, and Apple.
All right. So what are we supposed to do?
Well, it's even worse than that. I mean, 16 billion is such a massive number. It's twice the number of people on the planet.
God.
And that means that multiple passwords from I'm just thinking that I use Google, I use Facebook, I use Apple.
Yep.
Right? I mean, that's three alone for me. You're probably in the same boat. It's a mind-boggling number. But in addition to that, Aflac, which is the insurance giant, also got breached. They said that this morning, released it. They don't even know the extent of it yet, but they've got tens of millions of customers. But Aflac is just the latest victim in an assault on insurance companies in the U.S. So last month, Erie Insurance and Philadelphia Insurance also reported hacks. And a lot of this comes down to a cybercrime group known as Scattered Spider.
Scattered.
It's almost like a TV show, right?
Yeah. Scattered Spider. All right. Elise, here's my question to you. You mentioned you use Google, Facebook, and Apple. That's what I said. Like, what do we do? Because we all use that. How do we know if we've been breached? What do we do? I mean, do we just wait to find out and check our bank statements?
Yeah, no. You could, I suppose. That would not be my best money move for you. First things first, everything ought to be changed. All of your passwords on every major account that you have ought to be changed. I know that's a lot of work, but particularly where you have bank accounts, anywhere where money can be accessed or information beyond your name and your password. So, for example, one of the things that's concerning about the Aflac issue and all the other insurance companies is they often have your Social Security number. Now, a lot of people will tell you, hey, your Social Security number got stolen ages ago, so don't worry about it. But I think you should change your password, consider using a password manager, which is a double safe lock, or you can also go with biometric data. So that's where you've got your phone, and they need your fingerprint to open up the phone. You need your fingerprint to as the double check for when you open up different accounts, or you can also use a password authorizer. Google's got one, Microsoft has one, and you can then just get, it's a two-factor authentication way of just making sure you're doubly safe.
All right. Anyone listening who's a hacker will probably hack me after this, but I am not good at passwords, and everyone has said, oh, get a password manager. What if somebody hacks that and can access your stuff and lock you out of it?
Well, that's a good point. So 1Password, which is a password manager, reported its own breach. I don't know if it was last month or the month before. But here's the thing, Wendy. You've got to have an authenticator app, which is Google and Microsoft have them. These are two-factor authentication systems that change every 60 seconds. You're much safer just by enabling two-factor authentication across everything, and also making sure your actual password has 12 letters or numbers and includes an uppercase, lowercase, a numeric number, and also some sort of weird, odd little exclamation mark or ampersand, some sort of special character. Just doing those two things alone will make you much safer. It will keep your data safe. And I've talked about this before, that with AI really developing as quickly as you can, you really have to protect yourself in a way that you've never had to before, because it would be very easy for me, for example, to go to a company called 11labs.com and feed in some video of you I found on Facebook online or a couple of pictures, and then write a script, and I can be you, Wendy,
yeah.
which I would love to be, actually. I can be you and live your life online and cause all sorts of mischief. And I don't think people out there, our listeners, really understand just how easy it is to make people look like they're real when in fact they're not. And I've come to believe that 90% of what you see on TikTok, they're not even real people. You must be that skeptical in order to just keep your money safe.
So just at the beginning of the show today, Elise, I was sitting with Drew and Jack and Liam, and I said, oh my God, there's this really cute video of a hedgehog that a dog brings in the house. And Drew picked up one of them right away and opened it, and all of them were like, that's AI. And I said, yeah, that's not the one I'm talking about. But it's like, I don't know what to trust anymore, and it's only going to get worse.
It is going to get worse, and this is why it's so critical that everybody do what they can to protect their money. Your money could be gone in an instant. Now, remember when we saw crypto start, and everybody was like, oh, crypto, it's unhackable. Nobody can ever steal it. Something like $300 million worth of crypto was stolen last year, and something like $200 billion was stolen from people just due to cyber scams. So it can happen. It is happening. And I want everybody to take these steps immediately. Change your password, 12 characters or more, and make sure you use two-factor authentication.
I'm gonna use a Google Authenticator from this point forward, and I'll make my passwords longer, I promise. You can go to thinklink.com. She is Elise Glink, CEO of Best Money Moves. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend, Elise.
Thank you too, Wendy.
Good to talk to you.